USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Senate parliamentarian says Democrats' plan to curb drug prices must be removed from the wide-ranging Inflation Reduction Act. The chamber's nonpartisan rules arbiter says language imposing hefty fines on drug makers that boost prices beyond inflation in the private insurance market must be taken out. Other than that, everything else stays in the bill, like giving Medicare the power to negotiate what it pays for prescription meds. Taiwanese officials say that China's military drills appear to be simulating an attack on the self-ruled island after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taipei. President Biden has tested negative for COVID-19 1 week after testing positive with a rebound case. He will remain isolated out of an abundance of caution until he tests negative for a second time. Elon Musk says his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter can proceed under a key condition. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Tensions continue to escalate along the Gaza Strip. It began with Israel killing a senior commander of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group amid a wave of strikes on Friday. Israel says that the strikes were meant to prevent an imminent attack. On Saturday afternoon, Israeli warplanes stepped up strikes with hits on four residential buildings in Gaza. All of the locations are reportedly linked to Islamic Jihad militants. At least 15 people have been killed, and Hamas, the militant group that rules Gaza, appears to be on the sidelines. In Europe, Russian forces began to assault two key cities in the eastern Donetsk region of Ukraine. They also kept up rocket and shelling attacks on other cities in the country, including one near the largest nuclear power plant on the continent. 12-year-old Archie Battersby died at a London hospital Saturday after doctors removed life-sustaining treatments. His parents were in a legal battle with doctors to either continue treatments or move him to hospice. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones must pay $42.5 million in punitive damages to the parents of a child killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting. That's on top of the $4.1 million he must pay for the suffering that he put Neil Heslin and Scarlett Lewis through, claiming that one of the deadliest school shootings in the nation's history was a hoax. The total, $49.3 million, is about a third of what the parents of 6-year-old Jesse Lewis was seeking. The trial marks the first time that Jones has been held financially liable for peddling lies about the massacre. A lightning strike in our nation's capital this week was a deadly one.
Three people were killed just outside the White House, and one more was crucially injured when they were struck by lightning as they stood beneath a tree in Lafayette Park.
We are saddened by the tragic loss of life after the lightning strike in Lafayette Park. Our hearts are with the families who lost lives, who lost loved ones, and we are praying for those still fighting for their lives.
White House Press Secretary. On average, lightning kills 23 people each year in the United States and more than 2,000 globally. The death brought the number in the U.S. killed by lightning in 2022 to 11. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
And in New York, I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.